Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Doing a lot of Knicks, and why not? Their big victory over the Sixers. They win that series in six games. Each game was taut. The total point differential was 1 point in favor of the Knicks, and that was enough to make it work. Now they take on the Indiana Pacers. So I think it's going to be good. I think we're all picking the Knicks in different games. I have them in five. Don has them in six. Peter has them in seven. Kendrick Perkins was just with us, and he said six, although he could see it ending in five. I think I'm going to
amend to six, by the way.
Well, you said seven.
I did say seven. You're going to amend to six. I'm going to amend to six.
But we locked it in and everything.
That's locked.
I know. Wait, are you sure you hit the lock?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, mentally.
Yeah, if you didn't hit it,
the lock sound, but I mean, Don and I pretty much locked it in. But listen, I'll let you change.
Thank you.
Just like you change your jersey.
I'm feeling six. There it is. Thank you.
Let me give you a quick diversion away from the Knicks. The Pinstripe Report, brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Seems like Gerrit Cole has upped his activity, and Aaron Boone met with the media and spoke about where Gerrit Cole is. Let's listen.
Aaron, there was a report out there that Gerrit Cole is set to throw a bullpen tomorrow. Is that correct?
I know if he walks in here tomorrow, I know he already played catch today, so I think he is scheduled to get off the mound. Whether that's a full bullpen or what exactly that looks like, we'll see. But yeah, he is scheduled to get off the mound.
In your mind, how significant a step is that for him?
It's a step, you know. I think it's gone well so far. You know, his build up and you know, checking the boxes and the levels of intensity of throwing and things like that. So far so good, and you know, getting off the mound will obviously be another step.
Aaron, with Gerrit, the assumption, and you guys have said this without providing a timeline, but have said he'll essentially need a full spring training workup before he's ready to return. When does that clock start? Is it when he throws his first bullpen, when he faces hitters for the first time in live BP?
When would that
6 week run up actually?
Yeah, I guess the clock's always going. I mean, you know, because especially for starting pitchers, you know, and frankly every pitcher now, you know, you get to spring training, you've typically, you know, have been going through a throwing program for some time and built up to being able to get on the mound and those kind of things. So I'm not sure exactly the timeline. All I know is, you know, things have been going well and we're getting to the point now where obviously he'll be able to get off a mound. I don't know the timeline from there, though.
Boy, Aaron Boone is conspicuously staying away from making any kind of prediction and putting a finish line to this because he doesn't want anything to be construed as a setback. So he has been, Don, you hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
He refuses to say, I mean, he's saying nothing because he doesn't want to provide anybody with a deadline. And then if Cole is not there for the deadline, it looks like something went wrong.
That is always the worst for an organization. I'll be back in a couple of weeks and then he's not back in a couple of weeks, and oh, they're hiding something from some. They don't know. He's taking all the proper steps, but we still don't know exactly when he's going to come back. And what else can you say if you're them?
Let me just read you how bad the Yankee offense was in Baltimore. They scored six runs in four games. They had not done that in a four game set since 2014, except for Soto. And maybe Wells. No one hit. Anthony Volpe, 2 for 16. Judge, 1 for 13. Rizzo, 1 for 14. Stanton, 1 for 10. Torres was 3 for 14. Cabrera was 2 for 11. Grisham was 1 for 11. I mean, you're not going to win games that way. The Yankee bullpen was perfect, and they lost game. Just taking a look at the Orioles, I got to be honest, guys. That's a good team. They're young. They're athletic. Oh, yeah. They're a good team.
Well, that's their stiffest competition by far in that division. And it's not nothing that they were able to take 3 out of 4, and I think that's going to be a battle between those two teams the whole year.
Well, they got 9 more with them, and the first 3 of them go to the Orioles. That's the Pinstripe Report, brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. For pain-free life, visit samwellpain.com today. Now, I'm curious, and when I'm curious, I ask questions.
That's interesting.
Peter, why did you change from 7 to 6? What moved you?
Well, I think of the Pacers as a certain kind of team. Like what Don and I talked about, like just the high output offense and fast paced, et cetera. But then when I really went and looked at their depth chart and like was kind of reminded that they're pretty thin over the course of a whole series too at this point, like I just wasn't as I don't know. I just thought 7 was a bit strong. Like the Knicks are a better team than the Pacers. The Pacers were a really solid team all year. But much like the Knicks depend on Jalen Brunson, that they will depend on Tyrese Halliburton. It's a different style play. They don't do as much iso ball. But I just, as I thought about it more, I just thought it'll be competitive. It won't be 7 though. It'll be 6.
You guys know how I love the Condor.
You love him.
I love LeBron James. But there's something about LeBron that kind of gets left unsaid. He's a coach killer. Darvin Ham fired today. Of all the things wrong with the Lakers, it was Darvin Ham who made all those decisions and changed the roster and things like that. Now, they could have had Mike Conley. They decided to go for D'Lo. I mean, well, these are decisions you can't get back. So just look at the coaches that he's run through. Frank Vogel won a championship with them. Gone. Mike Brown in Cleveland. Gone.
Well, who does he want there then?
I don't know. They will move heaven and earth because he's going to opt out of his contract. They will draft Bronny, and they'll give him whatever he wants because, you know what? What are they without him? They're Anthony Davis and a bunch of guys that nobody knows. But again, just take a look at his history. He tried, by the way, again, love the guy, tried to get Spoelstra fired in Miami. Pat Riley said, "You don't tell me who my coach is going to be." Because Pat Riley's the only guy who has the gravitas that he could stand up to LeBron James. You think Rob Pelinka has that gravitas? You think Jeannie Buss is going to like say no? So they fired Darvin Ham. You knew it was going
to
happen, guys.
Had to.
Especially after one of the games where we didn't know what we were doing out there. We didn't know our assignments. That's a direct shot at the coach. See who gets that job. Well, living in L.A. is great, but is it a great job? I don't know.
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen over and over again until they get that team all the way together there. So you're just going to keep bringing in different people who then end up getting exited because they can't do it, because the team isn't talented enough, and what are you going to do?
And it's also hard to coach a superstar.
Especially at the end. And even though he's still great, I mean, he's 38 years old. So it's not going to get any better. And he's going to end up exiting, going someplace else. I still think he's going to go back to Cleveland.
I was reading stories that Riley doesn't want him back in Miami. He didn't like the way it ended. He thought that LeBron should have stayed there then go back to Cleveland. So I don't know what's available for LeBron. Not quite sure. Would he go to Dallas? Would he go to the Knicks? Would the Knicks want him? I think the Knicks would want him. And since Tibbs plays an 8-man bench, even if they draft Bronny with a 2nd-round pick, so what? Sits on the end of the bench. If that's what it takes to get him, I would do it. But again, let's not worry about that. Let's worry about the Pacers.
Right. And by the way, you say that real quick, but when LeBron runs the team, you never know. It could end up that now not enough to have Bronny. Now Bronny's got to play.
Yeah, I don't know if LeBron could make Tibbs do that.
See,
and Leon Rose has too much power, too.
I was with you, Michael, on bringing LeBron here earlier in the season because, again, why wouldn't you want to bring in a great player? But there's so much that comes with him that I like how it's currently constructed. where Thibodeau can coach the way he wants to coach and the players are all in on their roles, do you really want to bring in somebody that's going to be an alpha male, that's going to want to change things, and when they've got things working so well for them?
Yeah.
He brings in a lot of talent, but if he knew his role and could just do what he does, score his points or whatever, but he comes in demanding so much and have it run through him, I don't know if they'd be better off with
it. But I don't think he could come in like that anymore. I mean, he's 38, 39 years old. You know, he's going to have to be told specifically, this is what's going to happen here. If he doesn't like it, then he can go somewhere else. I don't think he's in the position of power that he once was.
Well, the best hope could be, if that ever did happen, it would be under the circumstances of, I got no place else to go, I'm going to have to change my ways.
Right.
Because I have no other options. But if there are four or five teams all bidding for his services, then his power might be what ultimately tips the scales.
If I'm the Knicks, a move that I make, I'm going. You're going to laugh, but I'm going to go for Kevin Durant. I think he's.
Why would I laugh?
Because are we going to get this guy back? Start the whole story again? That's who I would go for. I don't think he's available, but that's who I would. That's the move, because I think he would fit seamlessly with Brunson. Adam Schefter and Rich Cimini reporting, four-time NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers will have, quote, no restrictions when the Jets begin their OTA practices May 20th. That's according to Robert Saleh. How about that?
Well, I would hope that would be the case, right? It happened back in September.
Yeah, I mean, that was the one silver lining at the time. Was it
right.
The upside of it being the fourth play of the season.
Right. Was that plenty of time to be ready for 24. I'd be very concerned if he wasn't ready for OTAs.
But, you know, a 40-year-old guy, he could say, you know, I'm good. But if he's going to be out there winging it in OTAs, that is a good sign.
Well, he's been fully cleared, Michael. He could still say, I'm good.
Right. But this way you can hide behind the Achilles. But he'd be too proud for that.
No,
because he thought he'd be able to come back in December.
That would mean things weren't working.
Right, right. Let's go to the phones. John in Battery Park was actually at the game in Philly yesterday. How
nice.
Was that, John?
Hey, fellas. Shabbat shalom. Knicks over Nuggets in six. No, I'm just kidding. Let me know if I need to speak up. I'm on the train home from Philly. Lost my voice a bit. But it was great. I mean, we were 15-year-olds behind the Knicks bench. In the DJ show and tell. It was electric. The Knicks fans were loud. Felt like a quarter of the arena was rooting for the Knicks. Most of the Sixers fans were cool, easy to talk groups with, you know, not really trying to fight. There was one fool that was using words that Michael would never say, and my friend
was
pretty jacked up.
Yeah, but one guy, if you could count that to one guy, that's pretty good.
That's a good
John, percentage. I don't know if we could really hang on our high moral ground when the entire garden was chanting FMB'd.
I agree. Look, I was shocked. The fans were great. Like, I really don't have too many complaints. But just one real point I want to make is I think the most important part of this run is the rest of the NBA is seeing stars. Like, the stars are seeing, like, what it would be like to win in New York. Like, how do they not want to be a part of this? And just two quick points. First player in NBA history to score 35-10 in three straight road playoff games. And the first player since Jordan to get since 93 with at least four straight 39.
No, you're lying.
We're losing you, but yeah, we said those stats earlier. They're awesome stats.
Incredible.
They're when you're talking Jordan 90s stats, you're in good shape.
Let's go to Richard in Manhattan. A rare 5 o'clock for Richard.
Fellas, I miss Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson on the broadcasts. Yesterday, greatest six-game series in New York history. Now, the only one that can compete with that was the 86 Mets in Houston. And the reason that was so great, the first time ever and probably the only time ever a six-game series, game six, Mets are up 3-2, was an elimination game for both teams. If the Mets lost that game, they had to face Mike Scott in game seven.
Yeah,
they would have lost that. Hey, fellas, nobody ever says this. Who was Jalen Brunson's coach at Dallas? Jason Kidd, one of the 20 greatest guards in the NBA. That's like Derek Jeter, manager of the Yankees, trading Volpe, or Patrick Roy trading Henrik Lundqvist. I mean, if he couldn't recognize God greatness, nobody can.
Jason Kidd was not making deals for the Mavericks.
Well, that I don't know. If the Knicks win this, If they win the whole thing, now they're only 25% there, but if they win the whole thing, I will put it above the 69 Mets. That's how great it would be. Also, Tibbs did not double down. He didn't listen to anybody. He went with a seven-man rotation, and his two substitutes played less minutes. They only played 27 minutes. The Philly bench outscored the Knicks bench 42-7. Now, they played much more, but still, he didn't listen to anybody. And lastly, I want to tell one thing. You guys are talking about Randall. Another thing. I keep hearing the Knicks aren't talented. Team basketball is talent. Unselfishness is talent. Hustle is talent. Grittiness is talent. This is all talented basketball. Windmill dunks is not talent. Athleticism is a point of talent.
There's the band. All right, you're out, Richard. And also, I would actually disagree with him vigorously. This is bigger than the 69 Mets. Do you realize what the 68 Mets were? The 67 Mets? The 66 Mets? The Knicks won a playoff series last year. Wouldn't be bigger than that, Don. The 69 Mets is one of the greatest stories in sports history.
It is interesting only because did anybody give the Knicks a chance, to win a title going
but
in?
But nobody gave the Mets a chance.
No, of course not, because it was the first time they were ever 500. Never, but they were a 100-win team going in, but they had to get through two really good teams in the Braves and Orioles to win the championship. But it's comparable, Michael, just because look at the route you'd have to take. You'd have to beat the Celtics. You might have to beat the Nuggets in the final. Like, there are four rounds for a team that was a two seed.
But they were a two seed. The Mets in 68, they were awful.
Right,
nobody thought they'd be this good.
But they were a 100-win team. Like the jump from 68 to 69 is the thing, right? Like, oh my God, how do you go from being under 500 to all of a sudden winning 100 games? But this Knicks team, even as a two seed, a dog against the Sixers, or they're the favorite against the Pacers, they'd be a dog against the Celtics. I'm sure they would be a dog against the Nuggets, or whoever. I wouldn't say whoever comes out of the West, but it'll likely be the Nuggets. I would probably say 69 was bigger, but I think it'd be pretty up there, Michael.
Well, it'd be one of the great stories, but I don't think anything tops 1969. I just don't. Don, BetMGM's calling.
Yeah, the NBA playoffs are here, in case you haven't noticed. And the Knicks are in case you haven't noticed that. It's time to hit the court with BetMGM, an authorized betting partner of the NBA. Download the BetMGM app today and make every playoff game and every vital play mean more than ever with same-game parlays, live betting options, player props, boosted odds specials, and the best daily promotions in the business. With the BetMGM app at your fingertips, you can experience the excitement of wagering on the NBA playoffs and get in on all of the blue and orange action as your New York Knicks drive the lane. Find out why basketball fans love BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks. Download the app and take the king of sportsbooks with you wherever you go. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York and New Jersey only. Gambling problem in New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Easily the most anticipated sporting event of the year, the pickleball showdown between Team DiPietro and Rothenberg and Team Anita Marks and Amani Toomer. When is it? It's this Sunday at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. Pre-game coverage kicks off on ESPN New York at 9 a.m. with a live broadcast hosted by Anita Marks as she sets the stage. Then shortly after the show, the paddles come out for the pickleball showdown for the ages. Be there this Sunday to witness the showcase event at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. I heard the thing at Publicans yesterday was great.
Yeah.
Had a great time at the game, a great game. Congratulations to Rick and Dave. Happy for them.
Another stellar event. Big weekend for the Rick and Dave gang.
Yeah. Well, all my money's on Anita and Amani, although it pains me to root against Rick.
I know. But it's Dave who nullifies Rick.
Yeah, it does. More than you would think.
I'm sure.
Because we've all seen Dave throw a softball. Oh, not pretty.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Not great. Let's go to Jonathan in L.A. John.
Hello,
John.
What's
you
up,
may
Jonathan?
Join.
Hello.
All right, goodbye.
Now
he wants to know
out,
if the Knicks are America's team. We can't even get America to believe in the team, and they're going to be America's team. Okay, thanks for playing.
You're angry, Don, is what you are.
Well, the most disrespected team. It's still, for the TNT guys, you know, Shaq and Charles picking the Pacers and... People still not believe. Now, again, I'm not saying this team's going to win a championship, but it still seems like this team is fighting for respect. And then somebody's going to say, are the Knicks America's team? Well, can we get America to wake up on this team, for God's sakes?
Let's go to Rodney in Hartsdale. Rodney.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me back on the show, second time. You're all terrific. Bottom line. If LeBron were to come to New York and win a championship, it would be a career-defining championship. No doubt about that. Others have tried. They haven't accomplished it. It's so needed. It would bring someone else who clearly has to be defended in addition to the great Jason Brunson, and I will leave it at that. I love you three guys.
Here's where I push back. First on Jason Brunson.
Tatum. You know, it's confusing.
No, I think he meant Brunson.
No, I know, but maybe the Tatum, I don't know.
I think he meant shouldn't have called.
What?
Oh, no. You think he meant thank you for the call?
Why does LeBron have to define his career? His career is defined.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well defined.
And that's disrespectful to the Knicks because... Like LeBron James coming here, like the assumption is that he would be the MVP and that he would drive. This team is really good. This is still Brunson's team. This is not Durant joining Curry. I don't think as good as LeBron is. At that particular time, you're going to be talking about a 39-year-old LeBron. Michael, is he going to come over and be the man and be the reason they won?
Well. Whether he was or not, that is how it'd be treated. LeBron James is not going to be on a team and be second fiddle, I don't think.
It's a concern of mine because this team is so good and they've come so far. And anybody that you add, let's say if it's a Kevin Durant or a Devin Booker or a LeBron, and then they win next year, it's going to be because of those guys. That's the way it's going to be. That's the narrative. Those guys put them over the top. And I almost get the feeling if you let this team breathe a little bit, maybe they get to the top themselves. Maybe they create. Maybe they draft that second star. Who knows?
Well, think about it. You just said it, Michael, unless you were factoring in them getting somebody. You said multiple times that this over the next 3 years or so, this is going to be the worst Knick team.
I am factoring in them getting someone. Because of the cap situation and all the draft picks.
I'm not anti-LeBron, and I realize what he's accomplished at his advanced age is incredible, but...
by getting him in the next couple of years, you're not going to get a LeBron James that's going to be the driving force to a championship. You're seeing what's happening with the Lakers. He's doing everything that he can't elevate that team because they just don't have it. Now, in order for him to be able to win a championship, he's going to have to join a team that's close to a championship and him being a role player on it. He can't be the man. This is Jalen Brunson's team. And it's got to run through him, not a 39, 40-year-old guy that was great that is getting towards the end.
I think he ends up back with the Lakers. They'll give him whatever he wants, whatever the contracts allow. They'll draft Bronny. He stays in L.A. That's my guess. Let's go to Clark in Woodside. Clark.
It's actually Claude.
Claude.
Yeah. I'm ecstatic that the Knicks won because on Tuesday night, the atmosphere at my local, shout out to the GOAT in Queens, the atmosphere was just one of arrogance. And it was kind of, I've experienced a lot of disappointment with my teams. So I told everyone, I screamed out, remember Reggie Miller, calm down. Everyone, the room got quiet, and I think the whole bar just looked at me like they wanted to kill me. Mm. And next thing you know, 7 points in 15 seconds, and we ended up losing in overtime. So if the Knicks did not win, I don't think I could have ever gone back to that place. And I really like going there, so I'm glad they won. I was ecstatic last night. I think I stayed up till about 2 a.m. I had to absorb all the interviews. That's how electric winning in New York is, especially during basketball, because there's nothing like a basketball run. Maybe I'm not a hockey guy, so I wouldn't know about that. But
Claude. The only thing that I have against Knicks fans is when they won Game 4, thinking that it was going to be easy, that they're just going to steamroll this team. That's where some people are coming in with the arrogance and the, on top of the world. Again, you're allowed to root for your team. You're supposed to feel great. But the Sixers were no pushover. They were never going to be a pushover, and they weren't. They weren't. I say enjoy the series rather than, spouting on the – again, I'm going to sound like the old guy, and I am. The FMB, it makes New York look awful. It's disgraceful. Really. Just disgraceful. Well, what is that? What do you need that for?
Because it's not really any better than any other place, Michael.
No, it's not.
I'm a New Yorker. I'm a fan of New York teams, and I love the fans, and they're passionate, but they can just get as lowbrow as any other fan base. It's not that big of a deal, but, don't make it seem like we're way more sophisticated than everybody else, because when it comes right down to it, we're not. Whether it's the snowballs in that giant Charger game, years ago, or batteries getting thrown out of Jim Rice, we've got a checkered past as well. Maybe not to the extent that Philadelphia's reputation is, but we shouldn't be calling anybody out for some of the antics that we've pulled in this city.
I would agree. I was sitting there watching that game with my son. And he turned to me with a wide eyes. He said, if we were there, would you be chanting that? I said, no, you don't have to do what everybody else does. It's almost like that word now has supplanted sucks.
Well, it's a different...
And sucks isn't great.
Right, sucks isn't great.
But it's a different world, Michael. It just is. I mean, you're seeing more times than not, we are hearing players in post-game press conferences dropping F-bombs and using the S-word. It's become more commonplace than not. And so I've given up on it. I don't know how I'm going to deal with it when the kids get older. I mean, I'm dealing with it now. It's a way of life. That word now, I wasn't exposed to it till way later in life when we were growing up. But the kids now, I mean, how do you avoid it? It's post game press conferences. It's getting dropped everywhere. I don't want to get overly political because I'm not going to mention who, but there's a huge sign in the front yard of our neighborhood when we're driving the kids from school that says, blank a candidate that's coming up for election. Right there, down the street. And Marco can read. Jalen can read. And I just think that's what we're careening to, Michael. We're in 10, 15 years. I'm sure we're going to watch a sitcom on ABC, and they're going to be allowed to say certain words. I think we've given up as a society.
Now, my dad cursed like a sailor. And You know, I told the story on the air. I said sucks once in the playground. I got an Ivory soap bar in my mouth. So that's why I've never said the other one, because I said, if I got that for sucks, can you imagine? But, like, I've seen text. My daughter's 11 years old. They have, like, a classroom text chain. The filth that comes out of 11-year-olds' mouths. It's unbelievable.
Really? It's that bad, huh?
It's, Peter, you would blanch at it. It's so bad.
I'd have to go find out what blanch means, but yeah, absolutely.
It's sickening. And they're obviously getting it either, A, from their parents, or they have older siblings. The parents should be embarrassed of themselves that this is now accepted. But again, the milk is out of the udder. We're not changing it. We're just the old men. Let's go to Jonah in Long Branch. Jonah.
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Thank you. So without getting too cheesy to start off here, I mean, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys forever. The three of you are absolutely incredible. I can't say enough. Michael, you've made countless Yankee games so memorable for me from the time I was a little kid up until now. So keep doing what you guys do.
Thank you, man.
You guys are all really great.
So
touching on Don's point earlier when he was talking about how disrespected the Knicks are and him expressing his anger about that, I feel the exact same way. It pisses me off to absolutely no end. But on the same note, I almost think this Knicks team functions better that way. I think it kind of plays into the whole, this is a really gritty, hungry, nasty team who's going to out-hustle everyone else and play with that edge. So I almost think it suits them better. So let's let everyone keep sleeping on them. Let's keep them motivated. I think it really suits them better in the playoffs, and they'll keep playing the same style.
You know, I don't disagree with that.
It's the better spot than them being... If everyone was high on this team, the other team I root for, my other favorite team, the Celtics are, it's not a lot of fun to have the entire league just waiting for you to win a championship. I think it's a great spot for the Knicks to be in.
Yeah, this might be the last time they were in this spot for a long, long time. And I think it does fuel them. I think that was a great call. Hey, it's Michael Kay. I love when I get to talk about my friends at PC Richard & Son. You know, it's a local company, family-owned. I trust them for my appliances, TVs, electronics, and a good night's sleep, too. Their experts use a four-step mattress fitting process to find you the right pillow, the right comfort, the right technology, and the right adjustable base so that your new bed fits you perfectly. They guarantee it. And free in-home delivery on all mattresses, $199 and up. So do what I do. Get the PC Richard & Son, the local company you can trust for your new mattress.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The
Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
There's no way that if Julius Randle were to come back to this team with the kind of team that it's become, he literally just could not be the same guy. Things have changed, and it would be interesting. How many times do we say, Michael, how many times did you say, Julius Randle, great player, he's not a number one. He's number two or number three. Now he could be that number two. At the end of the game, you're not going to get the Randle handle, but guess what else you're not going to get? You're not going to get that ISO ball with Brunson at the end of the game where he's stuck on the right wing by himself with no one else to give the ball to. So it would be interesting to see him around. I think they'd be a much better team.
All right, so who won the week? I was off yesterday, so who won yesterday?
Don won
the week. Don got three.
So Don got three. Congratulations, Don, for the week.
I also
want to point out, Don, I wonder if you ever hear this. Whenever Peter says something I say, and then he goes into the voice, it's very oafish. He makes me out to be an oafish character, and that's a little hurtful.
Well, you know what?
Julius Randle, not the number one to do that. That's how he imitates me, Don.
Well, you know what, Michael?
What? You know what?
Get close to your radio. Maybe it's that I really think of you as a big old oaf.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see that? You see what I did there, though?
He's not oafish at all, though.
No, not my guy.
No, I'm not your guy. You made that very clear.
Wow.
Well, congratulations,
you an oafish voice? Come on.
I got to tell you, I can't say this on the air.
Why? What? Do it.
Well, then I can't, because our great guy, Jake Montgomery, who like runs social for us, he's asking us what our favorite Star Wars character is, because they're going to post something on May 4th. And Don gave an answer for the ages.
Oh, I didn't see this. Hold on.
It is so very Don. It's clear, it's concise, and it's profane. And I really do wonder if Jake will run the entire answer.
I'll stand by it. It was clinical.
Yeah, and it used a clinical term, too.
Wow. You really?
Did you see it, Peter?
I did. It is so thoroughly done.
Thoroughly done.
It could have been more crude.
But no, it's not crude. It's just it's accurate, but it's bold.
It is bold. You really are troubled. You really are.
You'll be able let your imagination run wild when you see what they have on tomorrow for May the 4th be with you.
Right.
And my response is my favorite Star Wars character.
I think everyone that's listened to this show for a good amount of time will know exactly what Don said. So look for that on social media. Everybody at the station, our favorite Star Wars characters. And then you'll see Don's and you'll know the filth that came out of his mouth.
It's a tribute, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Jake, I demand you use the entire answer.
I stand by that.
Let's go to Cam in Elmwood Park. Cam.
What's going on, guys? First time caller. Love listening to you guys.
Thanks.
Especially when I'm on my drive from home, from work, I mean. Listen, so wanted to make this point. So that was one of the best series I've seen in a long time from the Knicks. And, you know, looking at the other teams in the East, it's like the Knicks are the last team you want to play. They're so, relentless. They're pretty much all gritty team that you're like, you know what, I don't know if I want to be able to face this type of team, knowing that, you know, they're going to battle it out pretty much until the very last possession. My question to you guys, looking into the Pacers, Knicks playing the Pacers, where do you guys have this game going? Like, do you think Knicks take it in? Is it a sweep? Do you think Knicks take it in five?
We all said six.
Do you think this goes to a game seven?
No, I said
five.
I said five.
I Don said six. Peter said six. So we were.
And I agree with what Cam said. I don't think anybody's saying, gee, I hope the Knicks win. I don't think the Celtics are going to hold. The Knicks are a load to handle. There aren't a lot of teams like that. They're an outlier for 2024. A team that never stops. The motor never stops. They don't come out of the game. No one wants to face that.
Listen, if you're the Boston Celtics, and you're sitting there, and you've won a couple of rounds, and whoever you face is going to be a quality team, because they've also won a couple of rounds. Now, they'll be the favorite, no matter whether it's the Pacers or the Knicks. But they're going to look at it and go, that team is going to really bring it every single night. And not that they can't be confident and believe they can win, but that's what was the analogy I used, Peter? It's like, you know, the guy showing up to the pickup basketball game with like a mouthpiece and a headband, and like he just, he's all in. He's going to play. Everybody's just having fun, and this guy's coming here like it's game seven. They play that every single night. So you're going to have to be ready.
Now, Anthony, let me ask you something from a production standpoint. This countdown clock, is Yes have a batting practice show today?
They sure do.
Oh, wow. How
they
about
do?
That?
Really?
Wake up, Flip.
Usually they don't do that in the first game of a series.
Well, Dom, what do you say?
I said, wake up, Flip.
Wow.
Don't you see what's going
Mike
on
Hill,
here?
Who listens to our show a lot, he tweeted this out. I want to get your take. Time to cut ties with Richard from Manhattan. Probably the worst regular caller in sports radio history. At least in the conversation, something Richard has trouble with, conversation. Any yay, nay?
I'm a Richard guy. I think the train wreck sometimes is fun to watch.
Me too. That's the thing. I think he's awful half the time, but I enjoy it either way.
He's gloriously awful.
Goodbye to Yes. We love
wake
you.
Wake up, Flip. Just kidding.
I meant that.
All right, so we have a big ENN coming up. Because,
well,
Peter, you know the biggest ENN is the one that leads into a weekend with the Kentucky Derby.
There's no ENN like the ENN after the Knicks clinch a series and the Kentucky Derby's around the corner.
The Kentucky Derby's racing around my house. I'm calling a vet.
There's a lot of events you want no part of. You don't want the Masters, and you don't want the Kentucky Derby racing around your house.
No. I mean, I enjoy horses, but not that way.
How
do you enjoy them, then?
Yeah, Don, I need more details.
Creatures that I, you know, when my kids ride a pony or if I'm sitting there watching this beautiful animal, I don't need to be, you know, whipped and bet on and treated like, lack of a better word, animals.
Wow.
No, the horse racing does the... Ugh. And a Kentucky Derby, the pretentious hats and your mint julep skim. Well, let's get out of here.
Yeah, wake up.
Wake up.
That is one of you guys know that's my two bucket lists, right?
Right.
Derby and Wimbledon.
Yeah, neither I would go on a bet.
And by the way, the Derby one like doesn't even have to be on your bucket list. Just go do it.
Well, I can't. It's in the middle of a baseball season all the time.
Well, take a day.
Take a
day. It's on your bucket list, for God's sake.
Ryan's around in the summer.
Is he really? Is he? He's doing the NBA tomorrow. So how would he be around tomorrow?
I said the summer.
Well, but the Kentucky Derby's tomorrow. It's the first.
You
got to
prepare, Michael. If it's a bucket list, you got to prepare.
Wimbledon's the summer, right?
It is.
Again, the two things that are on your bucket list, I wouldn't go to on a bet.
Wimbledon, Don, no interest?
No.
I love strawberries and cream.
Wait, but you have no. Do you have any interest?
Out of the Stop and Shop.
Do you have any interest in any tennis, Don?
No.
You know why? You're so uncultured. You're like yogurt.
Fruit at the bottom, waiting to be stirred.
That is really something.
What, the comment?
Yeah, everything. He's like yogurt, the fruit at the bottom. There's so much there.
That was from one of my favorite.
Where?
In your pants.
In your pants.
One of my
did you
favorite.
See the chocolate soft serve I sent to you guys?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
That was nice. Like 2 days worth. I thought it was interesting.
I heard you had 2 days worth when you were in Calgary.
But no, just the one day. But that was a quote from one of my guilty pleasure movies, Biodome.
The chocolate soft serve in your pants?
No, the fruit at the bottom waiting to be stirred.
Oh.
If you're one of the seven people that saw the movie, you get it.
I remember Biodome. Don't remember the quotables, but I did see the film.
Wow. Now, Don...
Yes.
When you make comments like that,
here we go,
makes me feel pain.
Aw.
What should I do?
Well, my friend, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let neck, joint, back, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It is time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments available. Go to samwellpain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to samwellpain.com to regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit samwellpain.com. You will wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.